You are listening to Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is David Lightman, White House correspondent for the Washington Bureau of McClatchy News. David is on the campus of Washington University in St. Louis, Missouri, the site of this evening's vice presidential debate, the only such encounter between Governor Sarah Palin and Senator Joe Biden. And David, thanks so much for being with us.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Which candidate has the most pressure tonight? Is it Sarah Palin because of the rocky performance in some of these network interviews, or is it Joe Biden who has to show that he's not the guy that has made some of the gaffes recently on the campaign trail?
That's the key question. Clearly, the pressure is on Sarah Palin tonight, partly because of her recent interviews, but for a bigger reason, and that is people don't know her. She's only been in the national spotlight about a month. People are still trying to size her up, figuring out who she is, what she stands for, what she's like. So I think that's the reason the spotlight will be more on Palin tonight.
So how high is the bar she needs to clear? Has it been lowered because some people don't think she is up to the job, or does she have to prove that she is?
It's a real intangible, and we may not know for days. It's so intuitive. People will watch her, and they will make a judgment. Not based on a checklist, not based on a single sentence, but they'll somehow size her up. Is she ready? Can they see her as president? Does she seem to have the stature, the gravitas? Those are such difficult questions to answer. And ultimately, the answers to those questions will determine her viability on the ticket.
David, the other big issue in the past 24 to 48 hours, of course, is Gwen Ifill, the moderator from PBS, who this coming inauguration day has a book out on the rise of black politicians in, quote, the age of Obama. There are a lot of conservatives who think that she should be recusing herself. They're upset she never mentioned that to the Commission on Presidential Debates. How much attention is that getting there today?
Not a lot. Got a lot of attention yesterday, and I think McCain doused that fire pretty quickly when he sort of shrugged it off. As you know, the book, it's no secret she was working on the book, number one, but number two, she has a long, long reputation as a very fair reporter. I mean, look, I knew her back when we worked together in Baltimore back in the 70s at the Baltimore Sun, and, Gwen is fair. It's as simple as that.
Does that put any pressure on her tonight to make it clear to those watching that she's not a partisan in this debate?
Oh, I don't think there's any pressure. I mean, again, this is something, kind of thing she's been doing all her life, so she knows how to handle it.
In terms of the spin room tonight, who can we expect there, and what can we expect in the spin room?
They're already here. As I talked to you this afternoon, just saw former Senator Fred Thompson talking to reporters. Joe Lieberman is here, the senator from Connecticut. Spin rooms have become quite predictable. We often joke there's news if a Fred Thompson walks out after the debate and says, you know what, Palin was horrible. I don't think that's going to happen. We can expect to hear from a lot of these people saying how their candidate beat the other one, their candidate showed stature, their candidate seemed like a president. I'm not sure how much value that has.
Obviously, there will be a variety of issues. This is one that's not limited to domestic or foreign policy, but clearly the bailout debate that took place in the Senate yesterday and is now starting in the House will be a prime topic tonight. Which one do you think will have the most to say about this, given that it's not Biden's area of expertise and Palin hasn't had much to say about it either?
No, and yet it's the issue probably most on the minds of people these days. I think both of them will have plenty to say, and they'll come from quite different directions. Palin, being the governor of a state where she has that day-to-day interaction with people, where she knows the problems, feels the problems, frankly has to deal with those problems. Biden, on the other hand, the veteran legislator, voted on a zillion of these things. He's from a small state. I think he has a feel for what people are thinking. So certainly it'll come up, and frankly, I don't see any great advantage to either candidate at the moment.
Given the fact that Obama and Biden both voted for it, as did the top of the Republican ticket and John McCain, is it pretty much a moot point that there's not much difference between the two sides on what they think should happen going forward here?
That's right. There may be differences on nuances here and there, but as you say, they voted for it, they're behind it. I just don't see that as being a real flashpoint tonight.
In your years of reporting here in Washington and around the country, have you ever seen a vice presidential debate have a significant impact on the final outcome?
The only time I can remember would have been 1976 when Walter Mondale, the Democrat, debated Bob Dole, the Republican. Dole talked about, quote, Democrat wars, unquote. It really stung, and I think Mondale gained from that debate. People at the time didn't know Jimmy Carter very well. Mondale added that stature. Sorry to keep using that word. Mondale used that debate as a springboard, and I think it made some difference. But frankly, that's the only one that I can recall.
Of course, the only debate that would kind of look like the one we're about to see tonight was George Bush, the former president, against Geraldine Ferraro in 1984, back when Bush was vice president to Ronald Reagan. Any lessons from that debate for either of those candidates tonight?
I was at that debate. It was tough for Bush at the time because he didn't want to patronize her, and she accused him of doing just that. But again, they were two pros. Ferraro was a lawyer. She had been in Congress a while. Bush was the sitting vice president. So I just don't think there's much of an analogy there.
Do you suspect that these two tonight, Palin and Biden, will lob grenades at each other, or will they mostly be shooting above each other's heads at the top of the ticket?
Good. Now, there's a great question. My instinct is that at first they're going to play nice, but given their nature, given their histories, I suspect you may see, I don't know if grenades is the word, maybe spitballs, but I think you'll see something before the night is out.
And will it be towards the top of the ticket rather than getting after each other?
I think they have to, sure. People vote for the top of the ticket. They don't vote for vice president. Maybe at the margin, even the Mondale-Dole debate I just described, Mondale may have made a difference, a point or two. It was a very close election. But again, people in the end don't vote for VP.
David, last question before we let you go. It seems that given all the attention to the economy right now and that Obama seemed to at least hold his own in the first debate, that the momentum, however large it is, seems to be swinging in his favor right now. How do the Republicans try to reverse this momentum?
Tonight has to be the start. I mean, McCain keeps saying, you should trust my judgment. I've been around. I'm experienced. Palin is his biggest decision yet. If she shines tonight, McCain goes around and starts boasting, look at me, look at my judgment, and this could turn around. It's still only October 2nd. There's a long way to go here.
There certainly is. I believe 33 days to go. David, enjoy the debate. We'll talk to you again soon.
Okay, terrific. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. David Lightman is the White House correspondent for the Washington Bureau of McClatchy News. This is Dateline Washington.